again in less than a month. It is the EP Field Days. Very much looking forward to the return in Cleve on the 9th to the 11th of August. And joining us this morning to discuss EP Field Days is President Jeff Bamman. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
Fantastic to have Cleve hosting the EP Field Days again, especially after the last one was supposed to run in 2020, but of course that got knocked aside because of COVID.
That's correct, and it's funny, you know, 4 years back and you're thinking, now what did we do there?
There's had to be a little bit of refreshing of the memory to remember what you need to get done for Field Days?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of that, but you know, it comes back to you, not too much has changed, so we're all just 4 years older, yes.
So what are we most looking forward to with the EP Field Days this year? What's the standout appeal for people this year?
Well, that's a hard question. It depends what you're looking for, I guess. But the Field Days is basically around farming and machinery and also lifestyle stuff, so, you know, living on the land. And so, you know, machinery, a lot of technology stuff has changed in 4 years. Some companies have changed, you know, the science and everything else. I guess all of that's probably changed slightly or got different ways of looking at things and instruments, etc. We've got some entertainment as well for the kids and ladies and blokes and typical Field Day.
Now, when it does come to the science and the technology having changed over time, as you say, is there a bit more focus on maybe some of the climate issues around at the moment, or are you going to leave that to the exhibitors to decide?
I think we'd probably leave that to the exhibitors. Not a lot has changed in farming as far as climate goes, other than how we farm. It certainly would be making quite a bit of difference, I think, for what we can grow on less rainfall, possibly too. A lot of that has changed. You know, we're growing crops that we wouldn't have dreamt of growing 40, 50 years ago. Certainly things have moved on. I guess, yeah, a lot of that has to do with plant breeding.
Speaking this morning with Jeff Bamman, the president of the EP Field Days, which do return to Cleve this year from the 9th to the 11th of August. And Jeff, we've had her visit the EP before, and we are welcoming a very special guest back in one of South Australia's favourite gardeners.
Yeah, Sophie Thompson is coming, and she was at the Field Days a few years ago and has also been back with gardening stuff earlier this year as well, and probably in between all that. She's fairly popular and down to earth and very good knowledge of growing stuff, so that'll be very interesting.
Now, when it does come to keeping the family entertained, of course, we all know that it's about farming and making sure that you look after the land, but you did say that there's going to be some entertainment options there for the kids as well?
Yeah, what we've done in the past, I guess, a bit of it, school bands, you know, that's a great exhibition for them and a chance to play to the public. Articulture and fashion parades, and got some speakers on decluttering, which is always an issue, and cyber security, which is something that's becoming more and more of an issue, I guess. And then, you know, Thermomix demos and face painting, and we used to have the yellow brick road trail for young kids to go around, and that's been replaced by what we're calling the EP Trail, so that'll be new but similar, I guess. Black Snake Productions are coming as well, so they've got wildlife. They'll be giving 4 talks a day on that, on native animals and things, so that'll be quite good. Adelaide University, they're planning to showcase their Children's University, which is for children between 7 and 15, so that'll be quite interesting. I think the schools that are involved, the children get a passport to learning and they can record what they do at the Field Days, etc., and get points for that. So there's certainly be quite a bit to do.
Very much looking forward to the EP Field Days in Cleve, August 9 to 11. Adult tickets $15, students for $5. Children under 5 do get in free. And if you would like more information, epfielddays.com.au is where you can visit. Jeff Bamman, the president of the EP Field Days, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Keith. And yeah, you're talking tickets. We're having tickets online as well, so we're encouraging people to do that, but we will have some available at the gate as well.